So how do we solve the climate crisis? Well, the good news is that we do know how to solve it. The bad news is that the reason it hasn't been solved yet is due to human inaction, something seemingly much harder to overcome than lack of knowledge. In a way, this slide, with too much text on it, symbolizes the problem. We have known for a very long time, more than 100 years, that burning fossil fuels enhances the greenhouse effect and leads to global warming. But despite a lot of discussion over decades in international forums that include every country on Earth, we have yet to take decisive action. On the left here, you can see an article back from 1912 in a small New Zealand newspaper that showed knowledge about the burning of coal contributing to a rise in global temperatures. And on the right is the international policy timeline of all the different conventions that have outlined and called for action on climate, starting in 1992 with the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change that really set the stage for very many meetings thereafter. 196 nations, including the US, agreed that addressing climate change was important. And in 1997, one of the first major sort of accomplishments to come out of the UNFCCC was the Kyoto Protocol that was agreed upon by 192 parties, not including the US, to actually reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And this established also the Clean Development Mechanism that allowed polluters to purchase carbon offsets to mitigate their own emissions and set up the stage for carbon markets that we are still debating today. In 2015, the UN Sustainable Development Goals, a separate initiative from the UNFCCC, set out a shared blueprint for peace and prosperity for people on the planet, and of the 17 goals of the UN SDG, goal 13 is to address climate change. And in the same year, the Paris Climate Accord was a result of the annual meeting of the Conference of the Parties, COP21, which is the meeting that stemmed from the UNFCCC.
But the US
has wavered in its commitments, pulling out of the Paris Accord under Trump and then re-entering under Biden. The Conference of the Parties, or COP, made up of all the member states of the UNFCCC, meet each year with stated goals of, quote, driving global transformation towards a low emission and climate resistant world, fosters ambitious climate action, and facilitates implementation, including the related support. Worryingly, these efforts have fallen short of solving the problem.